In the spirit of reconciliation, Endometriosis Australia acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. Hello and welcome to the podcast Living with Endo, the A to Z of Endometriosis. My name is Ellie Angel Mobbs, your host and proud ambassador for Endometriosis Australia. I sit here in studio proudly wearing yellow. It is such an exciting month. It is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and I would love for you to join us as we are going to be campaigning to raise awareness and advocate for those living with endo for the entire month. So many exciting things planned, and we'd love for you to take part in a couple of these, all right? The first is March into Yellow, and this is a really fun challenge, which, as I just mentioned before, I'm partaking in, by wearing yellow. We would love for you to incorporate yellow into your outfits and set up your own fundraiser to support endo education, awareness and research. And you can show your support by tagging your beautiful outfits. And let me just tell you, whenever I wear yellow, it puts me in such a good mood. And I really feel that it's going to make you feel positive as well. It's going to make you feel amazing. And it also creates such an important conversation about endometriosis. I do love this next one. It is Endo Enlightened, where iconic locations across the country will be lit up yellow. So many places across Australia will be taking part in this. Let's just go through the list, all right? First up, starting off in WA, Albany's joining in, Bunbury, Mandurah, Frio, Karratha, and Perth. In NT, Palmerston will be joining in Endo Enlightened. In Queensland, not only the capital, Brisbane, taking part and lighting up yellow, but also Bundaberg, Mackay, there's going to be Moreton Bay, Toowoomba, and Townsville. In New South Wales, Sydney Olympic Park's going to be lit up yellow. Manly, there's also going to be Central Station, Port Macquarie, lots of locations in New South Wales. In South Australia, Port Lincoln and Port Gills will be joining in Endo Enlightened. Victoria, Melbourne Olympic Park will be lighting up yellow. So is a location, the Town Hall Broadmeadows. There's Greater City of Dandenong, Bendigo. Tasmania taking part in Burnie, Hobart, Launceston, Ulverstone and Wynyard. And our capital, Canberra, will be lighting up yellow. And there's a bunch of locations there, including the Fountain will be yellow. There's going to be light rail stations. And how's this? Telstra Tower, the Royal Australian Mint, Questacon at Old Parliament House will all be raising awareness for Endo Enlightened and shining a light on Endo. So if you want to know the exact locations and the dates when you can check out Endo Enlightened, go to endometriosisaustralia.org. That is also the place you can sign up so you host your own high tea. Now, what better excuse to get your friends together, bring out the tea, the non-alcoholic bubbles, some scones, eat some delicious food, raise funds that will go towards endo research, education and awareness, and just indulge and celebrate with your besties. You can sign up for one of your high teas via the website. And you can also get all of the details, which will be dropping very soon, about our 2024 symposium, where we'll be talking all things endometriosis and fertility. That is going to be an amazing thing to watch. So keep an eye out on the Endometriosis Australia socials, on the website, for everything you need to know about the huge Endometriosis Awareness Month. Welcome to it. We have got so much planned here at Endometriosis Australia. Looking forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks for listening.